Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. Some of the many services we offer include fitness classes, community education, information, and referral. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
And welcome back to Project Independence in You, Senior Talk Radio, here at WCWP.org, 88.1 FM on your radio, and also WCWP Radio app, right? That's the app. It's just WCWP Radio, and you can listen to us live. So it's great. Go watch us on North Hempstead TV. You can listen to us on the radio.
You can just stream, can't escape
archive.
You're out there.
You're everywhere. We are not going anywhere.
I know somebody who lives in Westbury or East Meadow, who was actually saw us on television.
Oh.
So I don't know. I didn't get, she didn't know what.
Maybe we got picked up by a network. You know, we'll have to ask Dan if.
Parts of Westbury that are south of Old Country Road are the town of Hempstead, but I probably have the ability to pick up on North Hempstead television just because they're so close to the border. Mm-hmm. That's probably where it is because I've heard that.
Yeah.
Huh.
Well, good. We're spreading the word.
So, Otto, what about some Thanksgiving memories of yours?
Well, I have a lot of them. I've been around for a while, so I've had a lot of Thanksgivings. And my mother used to make a tremendous feast. And my father and mother and I lived in Woodhaven in Queens. And they had a big old basement that my father semi-fixed up. And they had a table there that would hold 30 or 40 people down in the basement. And a large time, my mother would fill it up with people. So it was always a great holiday back then. And then as my life progressed, it stayed as a great holiday. And one of the things I started a couple of years ago, and we haven't done it lately, is going to the parade in the morning with my kids. And it all started, we had on this show my friend Dennis Collins, who had the two prosthesis. And Dennis and I and a couple of the kids used to go at like 6 o'clock in the morning on Thanksgiving Day and go into the parade. But both Dennis and I had a problem in terms of how long we could not go to a facility to go to the bathroom. So back in those days, they did not have porta-johns, which they do now. So it was like a cardinal, you can't drink anything the night before. Stop at 10 o'clock. No coffee, no hot chocolate, no nothing, you know. And he had a cousin who lived on the west side in 76th Street, I think it was, had an apartment there, a lady. And we would go in with the kids and, you know, we'd really be in pain by the time Santa Claus arrived at at the end of the parade. So, but we were up by the Museum of Natural History. So the parade, we literally could go home and see Santa Claus on television by the time he got down to 34th Street. But what we used to do was go to his cousin's house and apartment because we had to take care of something, and we would go and we would wind up having a beer. And
I
that
like
was kind of like a tradition.
Yeah.
And it probably tasted really good because, you know, you were so
parched. I couldn't drink anything. But that's a memory that, you know, it's silly maybe, but that and we always had kind of this thing where we would go around the table saying what you were thankful for. And, you know, for the most part, all of us have much to be thankful for. There are times where it's a more of a stretch in life, but that's the way life works. And, you know, you kind of have to ride with that, you know.
No, but you're right. You're absolutely right. Because that's, you know, obviously on the show, everyone knows me pretty well. And that's kind of like my motto. I mean, how many, if you look around my house, the amount of little plaques that say count your blessings and all these, you know, little positive affirmations to remind you, because it's true, you know, and it's, especially during this time, it's very easy to get caught up in all the things that you don't have, all the things being canceled, all the things you can't do. I mean, listen, we're human. And I think we all have those moments, you know, but I think it's a time to, you have to actively, you know, put in work sometimes to sit there and really think about, the things that you are blessed for, you know, whether it's your health or your family, your friends, you know, whatever it might be. But it's certainly an important thing to kind of remember during this time. And that's what the holiday is about.
You said something, and I can't really manipulate this thing to show you, but in my office, which I'm fortunate enough, I have an office. I have multiple signs. Today is a good day for a good day.
I love that one. I have one of those.
The power of attitude. Live in the moment. How to stay young. To all the golf balls in my life, there's a whole big long thing that talks about the good stuff. It's nature's world. We just live in it.
Ooh, I like that.
Now, all of these are things that, some people make things happen. Some people make things happen. Some watch things happen while others wonder what has happened. It's not like I'm injected with this stuff. I brainwash myself on a pretty regular basis.
Yeah, me too. I'm with you. Like right next to me right now, I can look around my kitchen, please. If I scan, you'd be like, there's way too many plaques with all kinds of, things in it. But this is just like a little one that I recently got because I'm like all about, the rainbow of hope in recent times. And it says each day brings a rainbow of hope. So this I keep on my kitchen table, and I'm staring. I still have my giant rainbow in my window that I'm just going to like let rock until things get a little better. But it's things like that. And you're so right, Otto, because it is like you walk into my house and you have to be, I'm like hoping it just seeps into people's brains, So, but it's important. And like we said, you have to work at it. Otto is a firm believer, and I've listened to my friend Otto say this numerous times is, it's obviously it's harder, you have to put in that work to kind of find the positives. And it's a lot easier to sit back and throw in the towel and kind of have that woe is me attitude, but it's the taking the path of, gaining strength. But in the long run, it just is better for you and for your mental health. We talk a lot about that on this show. And that's something that I think is so important to really focus on during this time, because that's certainly being impacted across the board.
Yeah, I mean, being in the real world also, I can understand a lot of people are isolated now.
Yeah.
And it's more difficult and there's no magic answer there. It's, it requires a tremendous, I can't imagine, it would be difficult, especially, I've preached this many times, if you're not technically up to speed. Technology has proven to be such a tool to help help reduce loneliness and isolation because of the communication benefits that it offers. You hear all the stuff about, everybody's going to know what you're doing and blah, blah. So what? I don't care what people know what I'm doing. I'm not doing anything that you shouldn't. What's the big deal?
And we just learned that courts can't even really function today without it.
Yeah.
There's so many.
It's so important. We just were part of Paul Yule, who's a deputy commissioner of our department, along with Rebecca. Paul and myself, we were on a Zoom program the other day with it had to be over 50 different agencies on Long Island that provide services for seniors. And it was great, a lot of familiar faces and stuff, but it was, it was such an encouraging thing, to just really see everyone trying to come together, kind of promote what they've been doing, the creative initiatives they have been doing. And it was to really talk about issues where we feel are kind of gaps and that we need to put extra attention to. And, the technology issue is obviously a huge part of it because we're in this situation. That's all we really have to stay connected a lot of times, whether it's, we say it all the time, to do a social thing or to do a medical thing or to be connected to order food or, whatever, Amazon, whatever it is you want to order, having the connectivity to technology opens your world, in this current time, when a time when you can't, be with your loved ones necessarily. So it's definitely something that, we're always preaching. And I'm glad to see that a lot of our seniors have, gotten on board with it, but unfortunately there's a huge percentage that are still not. And those are the ones that it's very difficult to reach, you know? So, I mean, that's always, you know, one of our things, you know, Beck could speak to that also. I mean, we're always trying to say that's the hardest population to get to is to the isolated frail senior, you know, who's home alone. So it's just kind of like it takes a village, you know, and that's what you walk away from.
And with the Project Independence fitness classes, that's now on television. You know, we have a lot of seniors who have not only never exercised, but really have never been able to take part in any project.
Absolutely. And that's what is so wonderful about, you know, that's finding a positive in the situation is that, you know, because we have a lot of these programs being offered virtually and, you know, I mean, the supervisor has even said herself, you know, there's a lot that she wants to continue once we're, you know, over this hump, which we will get to, you know, it will come, the day will come and it's going to be a glorious day. But you know, it's a lot of these things and that's what's nice, you know, and even our own advisory committee members, you know, we've had conversations with, they might be, you know, have some kind of disability or, you know, transportation issue, whatever it might be, that it's difficult for them to get to programs. But now having it virtual, you know, it opened their world to participating in so many things. So it's actually a nice alternative. And plus, listen, crummy weather is coming. God willing, we have a piece. I could just go without snow. I'm like, we've done a lot. Like, let's just skip the snow season, this go around. But even so, you know, it gets colder. It's more difficult to get out. So I think it's actually, we'll be able to do more winter programming stuff. Cause a lot of times it's kind of, you know, put on pause for the bad weather. But the fact that we're, you know, doing it virtual, we're able to do certain things. So.
You know, you mentioned the video that you had with 50 community, I'll call them community partners. I think what hopefully a message that gets out real loud and clear is that there's no way the normal person can know who all these 50 community partners are. Mm-hmm. And I think the big, big beauty of Project Independence is that Project Independence is the one who works on these community partners. They're the ones who know what they can do. And nurses and social workers from Project Independence can determine for you with a phone call what it is that would maybe benefit you. You know, maybe you need food, maybe you need medical help, maybe you need taxi rides or whatever. But, or maybe you have a abuse situation. You know, you can contact Project Independence and they will try to hook you up with the correct community partner in order to work with you on whatever the situation is. And without that, you're out there by yourself floundering around looking, you hear, oh, this one, and you have all these people you might call, and it's not easy because you know, you're calling up 1-800 you know, disaster. And now what?
I like that.
Well, when we come back, we're going to take a quick break. But when we do come back, I do want to continue with what you were saying, Otto, because it is so important that, you know, to talk about how Project Independence, you know, if we don't provide that service, we're going to help you get to that service. And we will be right back after a quick break.